Security and Emergency Preparedness. Nuclear security is a high priority for the NRC. For decades, effective NRC regulation and strong partnerships with federal, state, tribal, and local authorities have ensured the effectiveness of security programs in nuclear facilities and radioactive material sites across the country. It's likely that nuclear power plants are the best protected private sector facilities in the United States. However, given today's threat environment, the agency recognizes the need for continued vigilance and high levels of security. The NRC has made many enhancements to the security of nuclear power plants. Because nuclear power plants are inherently robust structures, these additional security upgrades largely focus on well-trained and armed security officers, high-tech equipment and physical barriers, greater standoff distances for vehicle checks, intrusion detection and surveillance systems, tested emergency preparedness and response plans, and restrictive site access control, including background checks and fingerprinting of workers. The NRC also coordinates and shares threat information with the Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Department of Defense, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, intelligence agencies, and local law enforcement. The security features at nuclear facilities work together to ensure that the materials and processes are protected. These features include access controls, barriers, intrusion detection systems, fixed security positions, and roving patrols. Facility security. Under NRC regulations, nuclear power plants and fuel facilities that handle highly enriched uranium must be able to defend successfully against a set of threats the agency calls the design basis threat. The NRC does not make details public because of security concerns, but it includes threats to a facility's physical security, personnel security, and cybersecurity. The design basis threat is based on realistic assessments of the tactics, techniques, and procedures used by terrorist groups. The NRC constantly evaluates the threat environment and assesses the need to change the details. The NRC verifies that licensees are complying with security requirements through its baseline inspection program. This includes force-on-force inspections designed to test a facility's defenses. Force-on-force inspections are held at each nuclear power plant once every 3 years, employing a highly trained mock adversary force to simulate an attack against a nuclear facility. Cybersecurity. Nuclear facilities use digital and analog systems to monitor, control, and run various types of equipment, as well as to obtain and store vital information. Protecting these systems and the information they contain from sabotage or malicious use is called cybersecurity. The reactor control systems of nuclear plants are isolated from the internet, but for added security, all nuclear power plants licensed by the NRC must have a cybersecurity program. In 2013, the NRC began regular cybersecurity inspections of nuclear power plants under new regulations designed to guard against the cyber threat. The experience that the NRC gained in developing the cybersecurity requirements for nuclear power plants provided a basis for developing cyber requirements for non-reactor licensees and other nuclear facilities. The NRC's cybersecurity team includes technology and threat experts who evaluate and identify emerging cyber-related issues that could possibly endanger plant systems. The team also makes recommendations to other NRC offices and programs on cybersecurity issues. In October 2014, the NRC joined other independent regulatory agencies to create the Cybersecurity Forum for Independent and Executive Branch Regulators. According to its mission statement, the forum aims to increase the overall effectiveness and consistency of regulatory authorities' cybersecurity efforts pertaining to U.S. critical infrastructure, much of which is operated by industry and overseen by a number of federal regulatory authorities. Material security. Radioactive materials must be secured to reduce the possibility that terrorists could use them to make a radiological dispersal device, sometimes called a dirty bomb. The NRC has established rules to provide the requirements for the physical protection of certain types and quantities of radioactive material. Additionally, the NRC works with the agreement states, other federal agencies, the International Atomic Energy Agency, and licensees to protect radioactive materials from theft and malicious use. In 2009, the NRC deployed a system designed to track the most risk-sensitive radioactive materials in sources. Other improvements allow U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents to promptly validate whether radioactive materials coming into the United States are properly licensed by the NRC or an agreement state. In addition, the NRC improved and upgraded the joint NRC-DOE database, tracking the movement and location of certain forms and quantities of special nuclear material. Emergency preparedness. Operators of nuclear facilities are required to develop and maintain effective emergency plans and procedures to protect the public in the unlikely event of an emergency. Emergency preparedness plans include public information, preparations for evacuation, and instructions for sheltering or other actions to protect the residents near nuclear power plants in the event of a serious incident. The NRC includes emergency preparedness in its inspections and monitors performance indicators associated with emergency preparedness. At least once every 2 years, nuclear power plant operators must conduct full-scale exercises in coordination with state and local officials, and these exercises are evaluated by the NRC and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Once every 8-year exercise cycle, these exercises include hostile action-based scenarios. These exercises test and maintain the skills of emergency responders and identify areas that need to be addressed. Nuclear power plant operators also conduct their own emergency response drills. Emergency planning zones, or EPZs. The NRC defines 2 emergency planning zones around each nuclear power plant. The exact size and configuration of the zones vary from plant to plant, based on local emergency response needs and capabilities, population, land characteristics, access routes, and jurisdictional boundaries. The zone boundaries are flexible, and the NRC may expand these zones during an emergency if circumstances warrant. The 2 types of emergency planning zones are the plume exposure pathway and ingestion pathway. The plume exposure pathway covers a radius of about 10 miles or 16 kilometers from the plant and is the area of greatest concern for the public's exposure to and inhalation of airborne radioactive contamination. Research has shown the most significant impacts of an accident would be expected in the immediate vicinity of a plant, and any initial protective actions, such as evacuations or sheltering in place, should be focused there. The ingestion pathway, or food safety sampling area, extends to a radius of about 50 miles or 80 kilometers from the plant and is the area of greatest concern for the ingestion of food and liquid that could possibly be contaminated by radioactivity. Protective actions. During an actual nuclear power plant accident, the NRC would use radiation dose projection models to predict the nature and extent of a radiation release. The dose calculations would account for weather conditions to project the extent of radiation exposure to the nearby population. The NRC would communicate its results to appropriate state and county governments. Plant personnel would also provide assessments. State and local officials and communities within the EPZ have detailed plans to protect the public during a radiation release. These officials make their protective action decisions, including decisions to order evacuations, based on these and other assessments. Evacuation, sheltering, and the use of potassium iodide. Protective actions considered for a radiological emergency include evacuation, sheltering, and the preventive use of potassium iodide, or KI, supplements to protect the thyroid from radioactive iodine, which can cause thyroid cancer. Under certain conditions, it may be best to evacuate the public away from further exposure to radioactive material. However, a complete evacuation of the 10-mile or 16-kilometer zone around a nuclear power plant is not likely to be needed in most cases. The release of radioactive material from a plant during a major incident would move with the wind, not in all directions surrounding the plant. The release would also expand and become less concentrated as it traveled away from a plant. For these reasons, evacuations can be planned based on the anticipated path of the release. Under some conditions, people may be instructed to take shelter in their homes, schools, or office buildings. Depending on the type of structure, sheltering can significantly reduce someone's dose when compared to staying outside. In certain situations, KI may be used as a supplement to sheltering. It may also be appropriate to shelter when the release of radioactive material is known to be short-term or is controlled by the nuclear power plant operator. The risk of an off-site radiological release is significantly lower and the types of possible accidents significantly fewer at a nuclear power reactor that has permanently ceased operations and removed fuel from the reactor vessel. Nuclear power plants that have begun decommissioning may therefore apply for exemptions from certain NRC emergency planning requirements. Once the exemptions are granted, state and local agencies may apply their comprehensive emergency plans, known as all-hazard plans, to respond to incidents at the plant. Additional information on emergency preparedness is available online. Incident response. Quick communication among the NRC, other federal and state agencies, and the nuclear industry is critical when responding to any incident. The NRC staff supports several federal incident response centers where officials can coordinate assessments of event-related information. The NRC Headquarters Operations Center, located in the agency's headquarters in Rockville, Maryland, is staffed around the clock to disseminate information and coordinate response activities. The NRC also reviews intelligence reports and assesses suspicious activity to keep licensees and other agencies up to date on current threats. The NRC works within the National Response Framework to respond to events. The framework guides the nation in its response to complex events that might involve a variety of agencies and hazards. Under this framework, the NRC retains its independent authority and ability to respond to emergencies involving NRC-licensed facilities or materials. The NRC may request support from the Department of Homeland Security in responding to an emergency at an NRC-licensed facility or involving NRC-licensed materials. In response to an incident involving possible radiation releases, the NRC activates its Incident Response Program at its Headquarters Operations Center and one of its regional Incident Response Centers. Teams of specialists at these centers evaluate event information, independently assess the potential impact on public health and safety, and evaluate possible recovery strategies. The NRC staff provides expert consultation, support, and assistance to state and local public safety officials and keeps the public informed of agency actions. Meanwhile, other NRC experts evaluate the effectiveness of protective actions the licensee has recommended to state and local officials. If needed, the NRC will dispatch a team of technical experts from the responsible regional office to the site. This team would assist the NRC's resident inspectors who work at the plant. The Headquarters Operations Center would continue to provide around-the-clock communications, logistical support, and technical analysis throughout the response. Emergency classifications. Emergencies at nuclear facilities are classified according to the risk posed to the public. These classifications help guide first responders on the actions necessary to protect the population near the site. Nuclear power plants use four emergency classifications. The lowest level is called a notification of unusual event, which means that a potential degradation in the level of safety or a security threat to the plant is in progress or has occurred. No release of radioactive material requiring off-site response or monitoring is expected unless further degradation occurs. The next level is called an alert, meaning an actual or potential substantial degradation in the level of plant safety or a security event that involves probable life-threatening risks to site personnel or damage to site equipment. Any releases of radioactive material are expected to be small. The third level is called a site area emergency, and that declaration means that there are actual or likely major failures of plant functions needed to protect the public or hostile action that results in intentional damage or malicious acts. Any releases of radioactive material are not expected to exceed the regulatory limits except near the site boundary. The most serious classification is called a general emergency and involves actual or imminent substantial core damage or melting of reactor fuel with the potential for loss of containment integrity or hostile action that results in an actual loss of physical control of the facility. Radioactive releases can be expected to exceed the regulatory limits for more than the immediate site area. Nuclear materials and fuel cycle facility licensees only use two emergency classifications. An alert means events that could lead to a release of radioactive materials are in progress or have occurred. The release is not expected to require a response by an off-site response organization to protect residents near the site. A site area emergency for nuclear materials or fuel facilities means events that could lead to a significant release of radioactive materials are in progress or have occurred. The release could require a response by off-site response organizations to protect residents near the site. International Emergency Classifications. The International Atomic Energy Agency uses the International Nuclear and Radiological Event Scale, or INES, as a tool for promptly and consistently communicating to the public the safety significance of reported nuclear and radiological incidents and accidents worldwide. The INES has 7 levels, with each level being about 10 times more serious than the next lower level. Each level on the scale also represents the potential to affect a larger area. The scale can be applied to any event associated with nuclear facilities, as well as to the transport, storage, and use of radioactive material and radiation sources. Licensees are not required to classify events or provide off-site notifications using the INES. However, the NRC has a commitment to transmit to the International Atomic Energy Agency an INES-based rating for an applicable event occurring in the United States rated at level 2 or above, or events attracting international public interest.